This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Even though the school year is over at Western Illinois University, the Macomb community is still rallying for higher education funding. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer begins our report.
About 50 people, including Western Illinois University faculty, staff, and a few students, gathered alongside members of the community in Macomb's Chandler Park. Some took the microphone set up in the gazebo to share how funding cuts at Western are impacting them. Several have lost their jobs, and others, like Katie Van Sloten, have seen a drop in business. She is a pet sitter, and her company is called Walks with Kate. She says demand used to be high for her services.
I have gone from 8 to 10 appointments a day, and with this last round of layoffs in June, I have only about 2 appointments on my calendar. I've lost people to early retirement, I've lost people from layoffs, and I've lost clients just because they've moved out of the area because they don't feel like it's secure enough for them to be here anymore.
Van Sloten says she questions whether her business will even be around a year from now. Her story was one of many of uncertainty as the community waits to hear if higher education will receive any more state aid this fiscal year, with just a few weeks left in the legislative session. So far, lawmakers have only released about 30% of Western's and other public universities' appropriations as part of a stopgap measure to keep the schools open through the summer. Marjorie Allison, an English professor at Western, says 30% is not enough.
I've been at WIU since 1994. I've never seen the campus as demoralized as it is right now. People losing their jobs, no funding. Things as simple as floors being waxed won't happen, carpet can't be cleaned, and yet we're going to be bringing students in and trying to convince them to go to school here. It's just insane.
Cuts have got to go.
Allison carried a sign that read Representative Noreen Hammond, stand up to Rauner, fully fund WIU. It was one in a sea of many yard signs and poster boards. After the speeches, the group marched from Chandler Park to Hammond's Macomb office on North Lafayette Street. Demonstrators paced up and down the sidewalk demanding full funding for Western. Bill Thompson is the president of the University Professionals of Illinois' chapter at Western. He says the rally aimed to encourage Hammond to vote in support of her community and against Governor Bruce Rauner and her fellow Republicans.
And voting with the governor is going to, you know, hurt WIU. I mean, every budget he's proposed has been harmful for WIU. And Noreen has often voted present or even voted with the governor until this very last one-third of our budget, or 70% cut is the other way to look at that.
Thompson says volunteers will also be going door-to-door throughout the community to gather petition signatures to present to Representative Hammond, asking for her to support full funding of Western. He says this effort is not about politics or the fact that it's an election year and Hammond has drawn a Democratic opponent. Hammond was not at the Macomb office during the rally. She was in the southern part of her district before heading to Springfield. Rich Egger spoke with Hammond over the phone to get her thoughts on the demonstrators' demands.
Hammond says she will not allow higher education to fail in Illinois and says she's part of a bipartisan, bicameral group of lawmakers working to find funding for state universities, community colleges, and the MAP grant program. The Macomb Republican says the legislative group's proposal would make minimal cuts to all state agencies and departments.
But certainly nothing that devastates any part of state government. But again, Rich, you know, it all hinges on having the revenue to pay for it, and that's where the devil's in the details. And you know, we can go ahead and pass a budget that fully funds higher ed, K through 12, and human services, but if we can't identify the revenue to do that, then it goes nowhere.
Well, when you say minimal cuts, are we talking 1 or 2%, 5%, 10%? What's minimal?
And at this point, Rich, I'm not allowed to give actual details to what we discussed in our meetings. Our meetings were private, if you will, and so the details we have been asked to keep to ourselves.
Any idea when those might be made public?
Well, I think the next step will be whatever the 4 legislative leaders and the governor decide they can deal with or not deal with, and the eventually, I think whatever their input is, it will come back to our group. There's 16 of us, and I fully expect that it will come back to our group, and we will discuss it further and look at their suggestions and see how they match up with ours.
What about revenue sources? What are you looking at?
Everything is on the table at this point. Absolutely everything.
Income tax increase, other types of tax increases?
It's all on the table. It's all up for discussion at this point.
Do you stand with higher education as opposed to the governor's turnaround agenda? If you had to choose one or the other, would it be higher education?
Sure, I stand with higher education. You know, Rich, I've lived in the Macomb community for decades, and we've raised our family here. Our daughter went to Western. She has a vested interest. We have a vested interest as a family and certainly as a community. I think we all have a vested interest in preserving higher education for Western, for Eastern, for Chicago State, for Illinois State, U of I, and Southern, everybody. We have a vested interest because higher education, as we know, is the pathway to a better economy and jobs for graduates.
Noreen Hammond is a Republican state representative from Macomb. Hammond was not in town for a demonstration held outside her office, but beforehand she told organizers to get their petitions to her as soon as possible so she can hand-deliver them to the legislative leaders and the governor. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.